Directors, we are now on the board superintendent comments. Start with whoever would like to go first. Let's start this end, this time.
Action, Jackson.
Student rep, Jackson, please.
So just comment?
If you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that the joint meeting went fairly well. It was kind of interesting to listen to see what the school board and the city was doing together. I didn't know that the field was going to be a joint operation to make and maintain and stuff. So that was really good.
I would add to your comment, Joseph. I appreciated the vision, the exercise that we went through with the city of Mill Creek, and I think it's an exciting time as we move forward, and I hope that we will continue to build on existing partnership opportunities. It was exciting to see that news regarding our graduation rates. That's a big, big deal. And then, of course, having a very, very, very clean audit is good news.
I had a great opportunity to attend several saucers this week since the last meeting. Woodside Elementary, I went to their success time and then their saucer, and I thought that was superb, the success time. It was always a pleasure to be able to stop in at different schools and see that. I also attended Eisenhower Middle School, and if anyone wants to know something about what is new and exciting at our middle schools, go to Eisenhower. I mean, it just blew my socks off. It was a fantastic saucer. The staff there is doing superb work, and I'm very, very appreciative, and I was just blown away at my neighborhood school as to the work that they're doing there. I was very happy about that. The Audit Exit Conference was fantastic. We are very, 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 very good. And it was a very clean audit. I think we need to put out a lot of words in that regard. If there was any way to address the concerns that the public seems to have over this building, to have the audit, Washington State Auditor's Office actually put out a statement in support of their efforts and what they found, and that during this year and the past years, it's been a very clean audit. That's the way to sell this building to our public, because I think they're the only ones that can do it. OSPI's release of our graduation rates for 2013, that's all I can say, fantastic. 2.6% increase in 2013 for four-year rates up to 84.4. Our five-year rate increased 2% up to 88.5. Our dropout rates dropped 2% to 9.1%. Fantastic numbers, fantastic numbers. I'd like to see those graduation rates at 100%. And I know we're working towards that, but I can truly say I'm impressed with what we've done. Congratulations to our winter scholar athletes from our high schools, Cascade, Emily Mallows, girls basketball, Michael Cizik from boys swimming, Everett High, Christina Durr for bowling, and Nicholas Kopp, boys basketball, Jackson's Brooke Kingma, girls basketball, and Riley Waite, boys basketball. All these winter scholar athletes have to get a minimum of 3.2 GPA, and they did it and still succeeded in their sports. So that tells us something about how dedicated our kids are. Congratulations to Everett's NJROTC Color Guard team. Team won in this year's champion in the Northwest Regional Drill Team Championships of ROTCs in our area, in our region, in Oak Harbor. Fantastic. I'd like to also congratulate Jackson High School Junior, and I don't know if I'm saying her name right, Indira Rayla.
Indira, and I don't know how to say her last name though, but she's in my math class, so it's Indira.
Congratulations to her in science, technology, engineering, and math as a competitor, she was recognized, oh my gosh, she was the only student from Washington State selected to compete in the International Sustainable World Energy Engineering and Environmental Competition. And that says a lot about how our STEM projects are going in our Everett schools. Everett School's in motion, so I would like to say congratulations to her. And I also attended the Eisenhower Business Expo. It is our version of the Shark Tank for seventh graders. And I can truly say that some of these kids, oh my gosh, when they get up to that age and they can be on TV, I hope they say, I graduated from Everett Public Schools and I'm supporting, I did well in their schools and so I'm here and this is my business. Because I got business cards, I was able to see the targeted audiences that they focused in on for their products. I was able to hear them mention their stats and everything. They did a fantastic job. Not only are we teaching them about how to prepare that type of work, but how to stand up in front of adults and talk to them and give them a nice handshake too in the process. So I'm very impressed. And very good work for us. Thank you.
This will sound a bit like a broken record, but love seeing the graduation rate increases, and especially noted the dramatic increase at Everett High School. And also would like to congratulate the finance department on just an outstanding audit, and the entire district really is a district-wide effort to maintain such a great outcome for the audit. And you know, when you're dealing with close to a $200 million budget, and you realize the auditors were here for 2 months working, they said close to 800 hours, you know that they have done their due diligence in looking at everything, and we came out looking great. So again, congratulations. I think that's an important message to our community. And just quickly, I really appreciated PC, I believe it was Boaz, coming tonight and speaking to us from the Woodside, on behalf of the Woodside PTA. I think she put a real face to the needs for the bond, and also just the deep commitment also to our district and the reason she chose the district and the wonderful diversity we have throughout our schools. And that's it. On to you, Carolyn.
I wanted to just say how much I appreciated the overview on the elementary literacy program. As with most of these presentations at this point, it's all learning for me. And I always come away with just a feeling, I'm always so impressed with what we're doing in this district and how much we're drilling down and all the strategies and the curriculum and everything we bring to the table. And also the thoroughness of thought put into this before it ever happens, and then throughout the entire process, thanks to you folks and the rest of the staff, and then teachers too, that they're continuing to learn this, move forward with it, and we're making gains, and it's very exciting to be a part of and see happen. And then I also just wanted to also say I appreciated Mike Todd's comments on the bond and how much we really need to make sure we're communicating that need to our community, because it is there.
I have a list tonight. I first would again like to thank the Jackson High School Jazz Quintet, and I'm glad that Director Lassane practiced that word a lot, because then I could write it down correctly. And because all of our focus here in the district, or from what I've heard a lot, is STEM, to see arts and to see arts alive and to know that there is still so much arts in this district, and on our struggling of finding a time on the 23rd, it's because of art, and I really appreciate that. I also was at the Eisenhower event last night and was really confused when I got the invitation from Andrea Miles, and I just said, okay, I can go to this event. And Eisenhower's about half as, you know, it's the same distance from my house as Gateway. And I went, and she met me at the door and said, okay, this is our event, and we have students here from all the way from ELL, all the way up through our challenge program, and go meet them. Here's what I want you to talk to them about. And I'll talk STEM. One of the questions we were asked to ask the students is, how does their business interact with STEM? And I had dog shops and video game stores and video game gaming companies and clothing stores, and I would ask the STEM question, and they said, I don't think I have any STEM. And I said, well, how are you going to keep this business afloat? Isn't that math? Yeah. You're using computers in this business to maybe touch your customers, using Twitter, Facebook, internet website? They said, yeah. I said, then you got the technology. And they went, oh, thank you. So I'm sorry, I did a little teaching last night. But then I also met a young lady who was had a lovely accent, and I asked her where she was from, and she said, I'm from the Congo. And I said, how long have you been here? She said, I moved here last year. And I said, do they speak English in the Congo? She said, yes. And I said, did you speak English in the Congo? And she said, no. And I said, you have learned all of your English in 1 year. And she said, yes. And I said, isn't this great? You can be here at the seventh grade event tonight. She goes, I am an eighth grader. I wasn't able to do this last year. They're letting me do this year.
Oh, great.
And she wants to open up a fashion store, high-end fashion store in Hollywood. So when I was leaving, she said she saw me when I was leaving, and just the biggest smile on her face. And sitting next to her was another young lady. I said, is this your sister? And she said, yes, and she is in the seventh grade, and told me all about her sister's business that I didn't see. And the fact that, I mean, what a great opportunity to really see the diversity of the district at that event last night. I will also end by saying, excellent job on the audit, and excellent work with the high school graduation rates. So thank you.
Okay, there's not much left to say.
That's okay.
It was really awesome listening to the Jackson Quintet, because we hear them practicing in the morning, but it's a little different when you actually see them perform. So it was really great to see where all the hard work goes to and how amazing they're doing. And at Jackson, we're just doing a lot of volunteer stuff right now. We're doing Munch Madness, so it's our school's version of the basketball game. We have a tournament this Friday. Yes, Friday's the 28th. This Friday, if you guys want to come, it's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. You need to bring 10 cans to donate to get in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're raising food for the Mill Creek Food Bank, and then we're also doing Miracle Minutes at lunch to raise money for the Red Cross for the mudslide that just happened. And so what we do basically is, for 1 minute, we run around the cafeteria, people donate money for the Red Cross.
And
I can't think of that. That's everything.
Fantastic.
Dr. Coleman? Nope, I think I've done that.
Thank you. Great. We will now move. This is now the time for board meeting self-evaluation.
Thank you, Joyce and Jeff. And the rest of you. Turn your seat.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. And
that's funny. I never used to hear coffee until I got the position.
What meeting in April will Ms. Waterville be here?
15.
Any director would like to speak during this board self-assessment period?
I just wanted to, this time to learn about the joint venture with Mill Creek and the field. That was information that I didn't previously have. Nice to have.
Anybody else? Therefore, we will now move into our next item on the agenda. We will be moving into an executive closed session. Did you want to?
Yes, you're going to move into a, you're going to recess into a closed session for the purpose of establishing parameters for collective bargaining. We expect that session to last 1 hour.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We will now recess into a closed session, and that will be in the Silver Lake?
No, we're going to go to the
Monte Cristo.
Thank you, the Monte Cristo room.
The Monte Cristo room.
Do we need our
Should we shut down? Or we
shut down, there? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your room will still permit taking any electronics into those sessions.
Okay. Monte Cristo. That's
upstairs. We're going to go upstairs, yes. And
well,